This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm a little nervous about our Friendsgiving today at 11:30.
I'll be honest, I am too.
Because we're sitting around the table eating and with people we don't know.
I feel like you are better prepared for this since you're back in the dating game, because this is almost like a first date. These are people we've never met before that we're going to sit down, have a conversation, and share a meal with.
That's actually a great point. I do it all the time with dating. But the hardest thing is that they know a lot about me, because most of the people I date are listeners, mm-hmm. and I know nothing about them. So they come in and start talking about me, and I'm like, how'd you know that? Oh, yeah, I'm on radio.
Yeah, but we share everything.
Yeah, but
we overshare.
I don't know anything about you, so it's almost like start from scratch.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to feel like a blind date or a job interview, but I feel like it's going to be our job to try and bring everybody together and get everybody talking. Like, we're going to need those good icebreaker questions to try and get everybody like comfortable with everybody.
Yeah, I don't have many. What are you going with?
I don't know. Maybe we should start Googling the best icebreakers. We just had a meeting with our boss the other day. And what was the question he asked us? I think it was something like
superpower.
There was a superpower one. And then if a UFO dropped in the parking lot and an alien asked you to get on, would you go with them?
No.
No, me neither. No.
Why would I go with an alien to another planet? No, I like Earth. I like being on the ground here.
Yeah.
Would you?
No, not at all.
I'm not that adventurous.
Maybe we'll find somebody that would, though. And then we'll get their story. Maybe you can help us out, because we're a little nervous about this, hosting our first annual Friendsgiving. What are some good icebreaker questions that we could kind of get everybody comfortable with everybody?
We'd really appreciate some advice. 888-431-3764.
Our first annual Friendsgiving is today. We're going to be joined by some of the K-Frog family that we've never met before, which makes me really nervous. I'm not the type of person that's like, I know we're on radio, but I'm not like super outgoing where I'm like, oh, hi, my name's Kelly. Nice to meet you. Like, I am very much like sit back and watch everybody else talk type person.
It's natural to be nervous, Kelly. We're sitting around the table having Friendsgiving with people we don't know, and that's sort of focused on us because they came to join us. Yeah, we got to have things to say.
And when you get a group of people together, they always say, you know, talk about religion, politics, yep, money. So we know all those things are off the table, but what is something good for like an icebreaker to get everybody comfortable with each other?
The 951 says, because it's Friendsgiving, ask, when it comes to work, what are you most grateful for?
Okay. I like that one. 909 here says, on Friendsgiving, a good one is, tell me about yourself in 10 words or less. That way, nobody takes over talking about themselves nonstop.
That's good, too. It's a little job interview-ish, but it's a good starter.
You got 30 seconds. Go. That's all we want to hear about your life. Jim and San Bernardino, do you have a good icebreaker for us?
Well, it's always a good starter. Did you actually pick out those clothes?
I don't know if that's going to go over well, especially I just told Guy I have a major wardrobe malfunction today, so I'm already self-conscious about my outfit.
That's why I brought that one up.
I've learned that on dates too, Jim. If you go sarcastic or joking too early and they don't understand your humor, it can backfire really bad.
Yeah, but if that's the case, oh well.